Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's a different location and it's a different time, but it's still postseason play. As today we're in the 4A softball regional, originally scheduled to be in Holton. The Holton Wildcats are the host, but today we are playing at the Bennett Sports Complex in Topeka. We have sunshine. It feels warm here in the capital city, and the Holton Lady Cats softball team has state on their mind. A pleasant good afternoon along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke. It's Holton versus Atchison in our first game broadcast today. It's actually the second game here in this Class 4A regional bracket, as Holton is the number one seed on the eastern side of 4A. They're set to take on the number 16 seed Atchison. It looks lopsided on paper. Holton softball 19 wins and just one loss, and Atchison is 2 wins and 16 losses on the year, but anything can happen. In fact, we got a taste of that yesterday in a 1-8 seed matchup as we broadcast a 3A regional baseball yesterday at Rock Creek. And Yamaha Central, the top seed, had a scare before getting an ultimate walk-off win. So the winner of this game will take on Independence in the game coming right up after Holton and Atchison. That's because Independence beat Iola in the matchup of the 8 seed versus the 9 seed, and Independence victorious by a 14-6 final. It was a game that was tied 4-4 in the fourth inning, and the defense certainly unraveled for Iola and cost them as Independence got rolling, was able to put together a couple big innings late and secure that victory. So Independence is in the championship game. Four teams participating in this regional, and you just got to win two games to advance to the state tournament, which will take place next week in Salina on Thursday and Friday. Well, what a year it's been for the Holton Lady Wildcat softball team, of course, without a season a year ago, but they've certainly picked up right where they left off, having been a state semifinalist in 2019 and in 2018 as well. Holton was expected to be one of the top contenders a year ago in the season that didn't happen, so a very hungry and motivated team to get back to state and hopefully make some noise this year. But it's one game at a time, and it starts with Atchison. One common opponent between these two teams, and that is Hiawatha. Atchison was swept by Hiawatha in a couple three-inning games, 15-0 and 15-0. Holton, meanwhile, swept Hiawatha by scores of 12-0 and 19-2. So again, the records and the common opponent would tell you that Holton would be a heavy favorite in this game. They've been one of the top-ranked teams in all of Class 4A throughout this season. Holton Wildcats, coached by John Dietrich. His assistants are John McManigal and Carlene McManigal. The Atchison Lady Red got their two wins this season against the Casey Washington, Schlegel, and Harmon combined team. Atchison is coached by Steve Watkins. No infield taken by Atchison. Holton finished up their infield-outfield work, so the coaches have met with the three umpires near home plate, and we're just about ready to go in this one. Let's take a quick pregame timeout. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups. It is sunshine and 76 degrees here in the capital city, and we're set for Class 4A regional softball. Hope you enjoy it on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. We're also streaming worldwide and free online. Just click listen live at msccsports.net. Quick timeout. We're back with the starting lineups and first pitch next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you. We're set for softball. Gracie Gallagher, the starting pitcher for Holton, has finished her warm-up tosses with battery mate Grace Utz. And we're set to go. Atchison, the visitors, the number 16, so they will bat first. And for Steve Watkins, his lineup will have leading off shortstop Presley Simpson, a freshman, then third baseman Madeline Bruce, batting third, the catcher Juliet Norfleet. So those are the first three, and the first pitch of the game is just a little bit low for ball one. Batting fourth is first baseman Jasmine Ross, and then hitting fifth is second baseman Cameron Heisting, hitting sixth left fielder Rain Burkhalter. And another pitch missing just a little bit low. Gallagher finds falls behind the leadoff hitter, 2-0. Lower third of the lineup for Atchison has Ashley Jacobson in center field, Ashlyn Piper the pitcher, and Lindsey Smith is the right fielder. Gallagher gets a strike across there. It's two balls and one strike. Holton's only loss this season came in league play to Perry LeCompton, but the Lady Cats claim the Big 7 league title for the third straight year. Here's a swing and a miss, and Gallagher's battled back even with Presley Simpson. Two balls and two strikes. Holton pitchers, their strikeout-to-walk ratio, the most impressive. Dominating effort this year. The 2-2 is foul-tipped and will do it again. So Gallagher on the season has 95 strikeouts and only two walks. That's in just over 58 innings. She has an ERA of 2.04. So 95 strikeouts, two walks, and another foul ball as Simpson battling here, fighting off a couple pitches and staying alive with the count holding at 2-2. At a sports park, it's 230 feet down the left and the right field lines. It's 240 feet to dead center field. Holton in the white uniforms with the gray numerals and letters and the pitch off speed, but again catching just a piece of it. Simpson foul tips a third consecutive Gallagher offering, and the count still 2-2. Madeline Bruce and Jalea Norfleet are awaiting to bat here in the top of the first inning for the Atchison Lady Red. Gallagher's next pitch, and that one's fouled up the first base side. So this at-bat has now had eight pitches. Pitch number nine in the at-bat is coming up as Gallagher and Simpson locked up. Simpson, as mentioned, just a freshman for Atchison. Her batting average is .279, and she takes a look at strike three, down looking with the backwards K, and one out on the Gallagher punch-out, her 96th of the season. Around the infield for Holton, it is Justina Ray at third base, Brooke Flewellian at shortstop, Stacy Bond is at second, and Olivia Summers at first. I mentioned Grace Utz, the catcher. In the outfield, Emma Summers in left, Sadie Walker in center, and Timber Wilson is in right field, and Gallagher deals strike one right in there to Madeline Bruce. Madeline Bruce hitting .278. The Atchison team batting average, though, is below .250. This rise ball missed a little bit upstairs, and it's 1-1 now to Bruce, who is a junior. Atchison has just two seniors on their team, and Holton only has one. They started the year with two. Allie Beard injured, so it's the only senior for the Lady Wildcats in their 15 that are rostered here for the 2021 postseason. Pitch came in a little low. It's two balls and a strike to Bruce. Couple juniors battling here, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Atchison in the red top uniforms with the gold numerals and letters trimmed in white. They have the black pants and the red socks for head coach Steve Watkins. Gallagher with one out, pitches 2-2, and it's grounded towards second. Bond over to get it, flips to first, and that's the second out of the inning. Refreshing for fans to see some good defense, because that was not really the case in the opening game between Independence and Iola. In fact, Iola's errors definitely cost them. And Independence now awaiting the winner of this game in the regional championship, with the winner of today's second game advancing to state. Gallagher will now face Jalea Norfleet, the catcher, and first pitch in there for a called strike one. Norfleet, a junior as well, her .333 batting average is best on the Atchison team. She's driven in eight runs this season, and a late swing at that one, and she came up empty. It's no balls and two strikes. Gallagher trying to work a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Holton. They'll play straight up defensively, just a gentle breeze. And the pitch jams the hitter, foul to the right side, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Holton Baseball playing as well at the same Bettis Sports Complex. They're taking on Topeka Hayden. We don't have a view of that game or the scoreboard. Actually, we can see the scoreboard. Looks like it's 2-1 in the first inning up there, so we'll be able to keep you in check. Here's a little liner up the middle and a base hit on an 0-2 pitch. Norfleet able to single. A solid piece of hitting there to give Atchison a two-out base runner. And that will extend the inning for Jasmine Ross. I think Colton is the home team and Hayden is the guest, so I believe it is Holton 2-1 on the baseball field. Can't see any of the field, but we have a little bit of a view of the scoreboard over where it says Lake Shawnee. They're playing on Jerry Robertson Field up there. First pitch to strike to Jasmine Ross, first baseman now to the plate for the red. And a strike across to the outside part of the plate. It's no balls, two strikes, just as it was to the previous hitter. Gallagher struck out one. Atchison has a hit. Two outs here, no score in the top of the first. The 0-2 coming inside and missing for ball one. Ross on the season with a batting average of .250. Four runs batted in, and she fouls this one back to stay alive at 1-2. Cameron Heisting would be next. Like Ross, they are the two seniors on this squad, batting fourth and fifth in the Atchison lineup. It's been a while since Atchison's won a game. They've lost their last nine. Here's a little looper towards first and foul territory. It's caught by Olivia Summers, and that will end this top half of inning number one. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. Holton Wildcat offense coming up when we come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The pandemic has taken a toll on the mental health of many. At Community Healthcare System, providers treat the whole patient, and that includes both mental and physical health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and CHCS wants to help patients catch up on mental health care and feel comfortable discussing behavioral health needs. All of us owe it to our communities to help address tough topics such as depression and suicide. At Community Healthcare System, our mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve. Call for an appointment or learn more at chcsks.org.
At Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Holton, we believe in trust and building relationships that have continued for more than 50 years. We believe in continuing education, representing multiple companies, and a dedication to serving on state and national committees.
Our team at Kellerman's believes in supporting and being involved in our local schools, churches, emergency volunteers, and other community organizations. And we believe in providing the best hometown service and value.
Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
We believe in helping you and the next generation.
Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke back with you. Time to meet the Holton offensive batting order for head coach John Dietrich. Leading off will be the center fielder, Sadie Walker, and then the pitcher, Gracie Gallagher, hitting third for Holton, and shortstop, Brooke Llewellyn. The first baseman, Olivia Summers, will bat fourth, and then the catcher, Grace Utes. Hitting sixth is Justina Ray, the third baseman, followed by right fielder, Timber Wilson, left fielder, Emma Summers, and batting ninth for Holton, second baseman, Stacy Bond. Sadie Walker to lead things off. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Sadie Walker batting left-handed against pitcher Ashlyn Piper, and a big swing and a miss makes it one ball and one strike. What a season for Walker, her first softball season with the Holton Wildcats. Walker hitting .675 to lead the Holton team. And she takes an off-speed pitch outside. It's 2-1. Sadie Walker has 54 hits and 80 at-bats. She has scored a team-high 40 runs and driven in a team-high 46. And another pitch that misses outside the zone makes it three balls and a strike to Walker with Gallagher and Llewellyn to follow. Holton's team batting average is .484. Here's the pitch by Simpson, hit hard, right side, glove by the second baseman, flipped the first one away. Nice play by Heisting over there to retire Walker 4-3 as Atchison gets the first out here of the inning. And now Gracie Gallagher with her pitching counterpart, Sadie Walker, we just mentioned, Top of the lineup, Gallagher hitting .545 and takes ball one as well. Gallagher with 42 hits this season and 33 RBI is third on the team behind Walker and Flewelling. Gallagher also batting left-handed, pops it up, short center field. Jacobson comes in, has a beat on it, and has the catch. And quickly, there are two outs. So now Brooke Flewelling just a sophomore. Flewelling is hitting .587 with 37 hits, 34 runs batted in. She has 8 home runs, and Holton has hit 30 as a team. This ball bounces a couple times before reaching home plate. What a note of Flewelling with Summers on deck. So 30 home runs for Holton. Walker has 9. Flewelling has 8. Oots has gone yard 6 times. Timber Wilson has 4 glory balls as well. This pitch a little bit high, and it's 2-0 to Flewelling. No score, nobody on. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first. Initial right-handed batter in the Holton lineup is Flewelling, facing Ashlyn Piper. Right-handed pitcher, and again bounces it across the plate, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. Atchison with only 10 listed on their postseason roster. Piper, a sophomore, has thrown over 17 innings this season, a record of just 1-7, ERA in 41 innings, and she walks Brooke Flewelling on 4 pitches. So Holton has their first base runner of the day, and that'll bring up Olivia Summers. Summers, the first baseman, a junior, batting .377, shows bunt, the runner going, and they won't even attempt to throw to second. Big turn there by Flewelling, who will get back to the bag with nobody covering. Pitch was the ball to Olivia Summers. It's 1-0. Cray Suits has moved on deck. Piper got a couple pretty quick outs at the top of this lineup, and now is struggling and bouncing them in there. And it's 2-0. She's missed on 6 consecutive pitches. Olivia Summers has hit 2 home runs this season as well. She's driven in 19, has 26 hits on the year. Holton got all 20 games in this spring and kind of golfing that one as most of the pitches remain low. This one fouled up the third base side. It's 2-1 now to Olivia Summers, with her freshman sister Emma Summers getting the start today as well in left field. She's the only freshman in the Holton starting lineup. Atchison has 1 freshman starting today as well. That is their shortstop and leadoff hitter, Presley Simpson. Here's the 2-1 pitch, chopped foul again up the third base line. Evens the count at 2-2. Runner at second is Flewelling, who walked on 4 pitches with 2 outs. And now the count 2-2 to Summers. Piper ready, winds and deals, and again, it bounces a couple times in front of the dish, and Flewelling is able to move up to third as that ball gets past the catcher, Norfleet. So 3-2 to Summers, with the runner at third and still 2 down. Piper ready, brings it in, and a hard hit ball through on the left side. It's an RBI single. Summers comes through with 2 outs. And the 2-out walk now is heading into second, and safe there with the double, sliding in under the tag safely. Olivia Summers gets the RBI, and Holton is on the board, leading 1-0. Kind of chopped at it a bit, but got it just between Bruce and Simpson on the left side of the infield for Atchison. Good job by Summers. Flewelling scores easily, and now the inning continues with 2 outs for Oots. Holton catcher in the senior swings at 1 in the dirt, rolls over to the Holton dugout. Around third, Summers going to try to score. Never stopped, and she slides in there safely. Olivia Summers goes from second to home on a wild pitch, and ball is skirted towards the Holton on-deck circle. So 2-0, the Wildcats extend the lead. And it's 0-1 to Oots. You can tell Holton a very anxious hitting team, a very aggressive team. Oots shows butt, lays it down. Pitcher comes in. Now the third baseman grabs at Bruce, but no chance at a play, and that's a base hit as Oots able to bunt her away for a single. well-executed placement on that bunt there by Utsi, and by the time anybody could get it, no chance to make a play. So that's four batters to come to the plate now after two quick outs, and it'll be Justina Reyes. Coach John Dietrich going to use a courtesy runner here for his catcher, Utz, at first base. Lorna Smith will come in to run. So Smith is in the courtesy run at first. You'd think Holton would be pretty aggressive here, as they've been able to work around the base paths fairly easily thus far. Lorna Smith out first as they get that recorded. Has one stolen base for the varsity this season. Holton has stolen 41 bases as a team. Justina Ray to the plate, right-handed hitter, and this ball's low. Throw to second as Smith was going, is not in time. Smith going to take off for third, and the throw there pulls the third baseman off the bag. Well, it wasn't pretty, but Smith gets all the way to third. More often than not, might have been thrown out by the right fielder, but the throw from the outfield was off target and pulled the third baseman away from the bag. So no chance of a play. Smith goes all the way to third, gets credit for stealing second, and then to third on the throwing error. And now Ray again taking low, and the count is two balls and no strikes. To the sophomore. And this pitch jumped foul there at the plate. Now two balls and a strike as Piper looks for that elusive third out here in the bottom of the first inning. Holton now leading 2-0, and they've done it with two hits, taking advantage of a walk and an error as well. And a wild pitch that scored a runner from second. Ashlyn Piper's ready, spins it in, and a hard hit ball towards short. Hops up to Simpson, who throws to first, and unable to squeeze it in there is Jasmine Ross. She had a long stretch, and now Ray takes off for second, and they'll just ignore her, sliding in there safely. So Ray ends up at second. That's going to be an error on Atchison. And Holton leads 3-0, E3. Pretty good stretch. The ball hit the glove. I'm not for sure why Ross couldn't quite squeeze it, but that allows the inning to continue. And now Timber Wilson. She's hitting .453. Cranks it, but pulled it foul on the left side of the infield. Timber Wilson, just a sophomore, has four home runs, as we mentioned, this season. 12 doubles is second on the team. Timber's driven in 30 runs this season. Like pretty much every starter in the Holton lineup, girl that plays a lot of softball, competitive, not just in the high school season of the spring. And she takes a strike there. It's 0-2 now from Ashlyn Piper, finally jumping ahead of a hitter. Wilson, the seventh batter of the inning, and in the lineup here for the Wildcats, who now lead 3-0. Ashlyn Piper ready, and grounder to third foul. Count holds at 0-2. Emma Summers would be next if Holton can extend the inning. So a couple errors, a wild pitch, and Atchison has allowed Holton several extra opportunities here in the bottom half of the first. Runner at second, and the pitch fouled straight back at us. It stays at 0-2 here to Timber Wilson. Holton has scored 262 runs in 20 innings. 13 runs per game on average. Pop up on the infield. Simpson came in, now going back, and then she dropped it. Boy, the shortstop literally just had it pop in and then out of the glove. At third base is Justina Ray, and that is another error, E6, as Wilson is aboard at first, and Emma Summers will get a crack at it, the Holton freshman, after Coach Dietrich goes through some signs. Emma Summers hitting .484. Three of her 15 hits have been doubles. Right-handed hitter showing bunt. Pulling back, runner stealing to second. Dan Acheson will ignore Wilson, who's now in scoring position. Summers is the sixth batter to come to the plate with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Holton looking to add to a 3-0 lead. Pitch looped up towards left field. It's slicing foul, and the count is now no balls, two strikes on Emma Summers after that foul ball. So we've seen the inability to catch one at first, and routine pop-up dropped it short. Wild pitch, throwing there by the right fielder. All here in the bottom of the first inning. 0-2 pitch from Piper. This one popped up on the right side, called for by the second baseman, Heistine, and she makes the catch. That will retire the side. But Holton gets three runs on just two hits, three errors, and two runners left on base. The Wildcats leading Acheson 3-0. We head to the second inning after this one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
ICE, Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
We want you to know that the E could also stand for everything, because at ICE, besides specializing in exhaust, we do it all, from oil changes to complete engine repair.
That's my dad, Barry Ireland, who has been providing quality repairs at fair prices for over 30 years. We still believe in honest and friendly service like great-granddad promised at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Just south of Holton, ICE. Remember, the E stands for exhaust and everything else to keep your vehicle on the road.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
On to the second inning we go. First pitch, a strike in there from Gracie Gallagher to Cameron Heistine, the second baseman, and Acheson Senior. Second pitch fouled back, and it's quickly nothing and two. So Holton leading it 3-0 here in the top of the second. One ball and two strikes, excuse me. Missed the first pitch of the inning that was a ball, and now a couple strikes. Burkhalter and Jacobson to follow for the Lady Red here in the top of the second. Ground ball back to the pitcher. G.G. Fields throws to first. No problem. That's one out. 1-3 on the play. Acheson has one base runner thus far. That came on a two-out single in the first inning. And now their number six hitter, Rain Burkhalter. Burkhalter has a .276 average. A swing and a miss here at Gallagher's first offering. Gallagher ready, fires again, and it swing, didn't really mean to, didn't get a full swing there on that pitch. But now in an 0-2 hole is Burkhalter, and swings and misses there. It's the second strikeout of the game recorded by Gallagher, and quickly two outs here in the top of the second inning. Independence awaiting the winner. They were a 14-6 victor earlier today against Iola. Number 9 seed in this regional. So in Class 4A, basically just have the East with 16 teams and the West with 16 teams. And they seed it. So this is Holton, the number 1 seed in the East, against Acheson, the number 16 seed in the East. Top 4 teams in regionals get to host. That's why Holton was supposed to be hosting this softball tournament, as one of the top 4 seeded teams. It's in there for a strike. The bottom of the zone. It's 1-2 now to Ashley Jacobson. Gallagher deals again, and a fastball right through there. Another strikeout, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Wildcats and Gracie Gallagher. Holton leads 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Houlton, adjacent to the Houlton Hospital.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you. Stacy Baum leading off, bottom of the second for Houlton. A bunt towards first, fielded by the first baseman. Ross throws to second. Baseman Heisting there covering, but not in time, and now taking off for second and sliding past the bag and then tagged out is Stacy Bond. So a bunt single and then thrown out at second. Houlton just a little bit too aggressive there, but after watching how the bottom of the first inning went, you figure all of the Houlton players really chomping at the bit, excited to get out there and make some things happen. So back to the top of the lineup, and Cindy Walker grounded to second her first time up. Took the first pitch high, facing Ashlyn Piper for the second time today, and this pitch is low. It's 2-0. So one out now as Bond thrown out at second. That play went 4-6. Sadie Walker way up there in the box, slower pitcher than Houlton is used to. This delivery popped up on the infield, called for by the second baseman and caught by Heisting. So two outs, and it'll be up to Gallagher to start a rally this inning. Houlton sent six to the plate with two outs in the first. So this inning kind of starting just like the last one, and the fact that Ashton able to get the first two outs but struggled to get a third. Tracy Gallagher back in there, and she pops it up to second. Heisting's been busy and makes another routine catch. She's now caught three of the last four outs as Houlton goes quietly and quickly, 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. Wildcats still leading 3-0. We head to the third inning next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Houlton Square today.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you. Top of the third inning. And the number 8 and 9 hitters due up for Atchison. Ashlyn Piper. It's the pitcher-pitcher matchup. And Piper takes ball one. Gallagher worked a 1-2-3 second, striking out the final two batters that she faced. Three strikeouts now today. And this one caught the outside corner for a called strike one. Lindsey Smith next. And then leadoff hitter Presley Simpson will start a second time through the Lady Red lineup. Pitch at the top of the zone, right in for a called strike two. Gallagher working quickly with Grace Hoot flashing another sign, and a pitch right down the middle. First out of the inning, and the second backwards K, strikeout looking by Gallagher. She's now fanned four, and there's one away. Base is empty here in the top of the third. Now Lindsey Smith, the Atchison right fielder. And she swings and misses at the first offering. Smith hitting 286. Atchison, no home runs this season. Three triples and seven doubles. And the pitch right in there at the lower part of the strike zone. Gallagher has it locked in here currently. And taking care of business in the bottom half of this lineup. She struck out three in a row. Ahead of Smith, 0-2. And a pop-up. It's going to go just over the fence. Hoots didn't have a chance at it. The count holds nothing and two. Ray, Flewelling, Pod, and Summers around the infield for Holton. The outfield from left to right has Emma Summers, Walker, and Wilson. Gallagher ready. Another 0-2 pitch on the way. And a strike right in there. Another strike looking. 5 Ks and out number two. It'll be Presley Simpson now. And with that fifth strikeout of the day, that is strikeout number 100 on the season for Gracie Gallagher. And another pitch right in there for a strike. She is just throwing BBs and darts across the plate, just daring Atchison to try to make contact here at the moment. Barely missed on that pitch. A little bit low. It's 1-1. So 100 strikeouts and only 2 walks for Gallagher pitching this season. That is unheard of numbers. She has thrown 61 innings to get 100 strikeouts. I don't know which is more impressive, 100 strikeouts or 2 walks. Both good, and it's 1-2 here as Gallagher looks to strike out the side. And did it. High heater that Simpson chased. Makes no contact, and Gallagher strikes out all three here in the top of the third. 6 strikeouts for Gallagher. She has struck out 5 in a row and now recorded 7 straight outs. Atchison's had 1 base runner today. Holton leads it 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the third in 1 minute here on Kansasland Radio.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 KNZA.
But above the third inning, Justin Fluke back with you. It'll be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters here for the Holton Lady Wildcats. They lead 3-0 over Atchison. Brooke Flewelling, Olivia Summers, and Grace Utes to face Ashlyn Piper. First pitch was a little low. Second one is high and outside, and it's 2-0 to Flewelling, who walked on 4 pitches her first time up. She started a 2-out rally in the first, but now Piper's recorded 4 consecutive outs. Worked to 1-2-3 second, and this pitch is low. It's 3-0 to Brooke Flewelling. Her older sister playing college softball, is a freshman this year at Emporia State. Bailey's had a good impact for the Lady Hornets right away. This pitch on the inside corner called strike one. So 3-1 to Flewelling. Probably quite a few of these girls on the Holton roster that will be playing some college softball in the next few years. Only one senior this year. That's it. She's going to Cloud County to play softball next year. Quite a few other members that have plans to do the same. There's a big swing and no contact by Flewelling. And the count full now at 3-2. 3-0 Holton. Independence awaiting the winner. Champion will advance next Thursday to the Class 4A State Softball Tournament in Salina. Holton looking for win number 20 on the year. This is the third straight season. They've had at least 19 wins. Ground ball towards short. Going to have to hurry. Simpson scoops, throws, and not in time. Stretched by the first baseman who fielded it on a hop. But the ball wasn't hit all that hard. That is an infield hit for Brooke Flewelling. Holton has three hits now to match their three runs. They've been helped by three Atchison errors and a couple other mental mistakes as well. Here's Olivia Summers, who hit an RBI double her last time up. She shows bunt, takes it back as the pitch is low, and stealing second is Brooke Flewelling. Atchison hasn't really even attempted to try to throw out any of the Holton base runners in the game so far as the Wildcats look to add to a 3-0 lead. Heart of the order, Summers doubled up the middle her last at bat. And swings and misses, gets away from the catcher to the backstop. Around third is Flewelling, and she'll put on the brakes and stop right there on a passed ball. So infield hit, stealing second, third on a passed ball. Flewelling 60 feet from home plate as Olivia Summers has the count at 1-1. Ashlyn Piper spinning that ball around on her black pants and now pitches. And it's grounded to third, looking the runner back and throwing way high over the fence. That's going to be an E5. Summers turns and will hold now at second. It looked like Bruce might have had a chance to tag out Flewelling. It was a couple steps off the bag. She kind of looked her back, but I thought maybe she could take a step or two and try to tag her. But instead, throwing across the diamond in an errant throw, allowing Summers to go all the way to second. So E5 is the fourth error by Atchison. And now Grace Utz, who had a bunt single and scored her first time up. Holton's lead is 4-0 now. Ashlyn Piper deals a pitch across the outside part of the plate. Strike one called. Grace Utz takes high for a ball. She's hitting .403. Mentioned her six home runs. 28 RBI this season is fourth on the team. And sends it high, but pulled it foul. And it's just over the foul fence on the left side. And it's now one ball and two strikes here on Utz. Justina Ray on deck. Still nobody out here in this bottom of the third inning. At second is Olivia Summers, reached on an error. Mostly sunshine today here in Topeka. This got moved to Topeka early this morning. Swing and a miss by Utz. She got a piece of it. Yep, Summers will check back to second as Utz barely making contact there. And it was a good thing because it was a 1-2 count. So she's still alive. Summers at second. And Ashlyn Piper will pitch it again. Norfleet, the catcher, sets up and is ready. Piper looks to her home dugout. Now the pitch, and swung on a miss, but dropped by the catcher. Norfleet will try to throw to first, and they get Utz out. Coming home is Summers, the throw there, and the tag not in time, as Summers is safe at home. So Utz a strikeout, first out of the inning, but Summers able to score. Went to third on the drop strike, and then came home just before the throw. One thing about it, Holton keeps you on your toes. As the Wildcats super aggressive again here today. Ground ball hit hard and backhanded stop by the shortstop Simpson, but all she can do is knock it down. And that'll be an infield hit for Justina Ray. She reached on an error her first time up and now has a single. And with one out, she'll be at first base for Timber Wilson. Holton leading 5-0. They've scored twice on two infield hits here this inning. And head coach Steve Watkins out of the dugout for Atchison to visit with his team. Not the happiest man here at the Bettis Sports Complex at the moment. I am now struggling to see the score on the baseball field. I could see it earlier. It was like 2-1 after one inning. But, man, can you see that?
No.
Need some binoculars, I guess. We can kind of see the baseball scoreboard where Holton and Hayden are playing the opening round game of their 4A regional. So, kind of crazy. Holton's supposed to host 4A baseball and softball, both in Holton. Neither one got to be hosted at Holton, but both ended up right here at the same complex, Medicine Topeka. Amber Wilson the batter now. Everybody ready. Ashlyn Piper stays in to pitch and get the first one across for strike one. Timber reached on an error her first time up. Coach Dietrich threw some signs over at third. Won a couple state softball titles down with Santa Fe Trail before coming to Holton. This pitch grounded, but just foul on the third base side. It's nothing and two to Timber Wilson. So Holton baseball was supposed to be yesterday. It not only got postponed a day to today, but got changed venue as well. Holton was originally scheduled to play today. They just had to change the venue. Spent quite a bit of time working up the field. One of Holton's assistant coaches, John McManigal, and some others were trying to get it ready, but ultimately deemed it not quite safe enough for the players, as we had a few more misty sprinkles overnight that certainly didn't help things. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Piper to Wilson, who chased it in the dirt and strikes out. That is the second strikeout of the game and this inning for Ashlyn Piper. Now two outs here in the bottom of the third. Holton leading 5-0, and the batter will be Emma Summers, who popped a second her first time up. Emma had a notion but laid off. The pitch is high. It's ball one. Stacy Vaughn would be next. A lot of Holton folks were hoping to watch baseball Monday and softball Tuesday all at home. And then when baseball got pushed to Tuesday in Topeka, this pitch high, it's 2-0. They were dreading it because, well, Holton softball was still going to be in Holton, and then Holton baseball was going to be in Topeka, but all the same day, same time. Well, then Holton softball got moved to Topeka, and here they are now, back-to-back fields at the same sports complex, playing at the same time. And the Summers able to foul that pitch coming inside at the hands. It's two balls and a strike to Emma Summers. Numero cinco for the Holton freshman. And the big swing there kind of pulled her head, and it's now even at 2-2. Two outs. Still at first base is Justina Ray with two runs in for the Cats on two hits and another error. Pitch by Piper. Swung on and missed. Dropped third strike. Oh, foul tip. Just barely got a piece of it, did Emma Summers. The count will remain 2-2. Holton having trouble waiting on the slower pitches a little bit here, and they've been maybe a little bit too aggressive for the most part at the plate. This pitch way high over everybody, and that will allow Justina Ray to go to second and push the count full at 3-2. Again, the next game will be about 20 minutes after this one. So if Holton is victorious, we'll take about a 15 or 20-minute break and then be back to do the championship. All right, here on 103.9 KNZA. Here's the payoff, and that's looped into short left field. It's going to be a base hit. Ray's around third, and she'll score standing up. It's an RBI single with two outs for Emma Summers. One of the few that Holton's been able to get to the outfield today. In fact, the Summers sisters have each sent balls to the outfield. Olivia doubled back up the middle, and Emma looping one into short left field there. So Holton's lead is now 6-0, and the number 9 hitter, Stacy Bond, will get a chance here in the third. So Ray helped on that wild pitch to get the second and then able to score on that hit. Bond shows Bond pulls back. And stealing second, the throw goes into center field, and Emma Summers will pop up and head to third. Throw was on the right side of the bag, away from the shortstop covering, and skirted on into short, shallow center field. So now at third base is Summers. Bond had a bunt single her first time up, but then was thrown out trying to stretch it to second. Officially, she's 1-for-1. Numero Trace on the back of the blue helmet of Bond and the back of her white jersey as well. Takes the pitch low. Ahead in the count here is Stacy Bond, 2-0. And this pitch is high from Ashlyn Piper. So it's 3-0. Leadoff hitter Sadie Walker waiting on deck. I just caught a glimpse of the score there. It is Hayden 5, Holton 2 in the top of the fourth. So Holton baseball down 3 runs in the top of the fourth. They are the home team, but down 5-2. A little bit of a cloud that kind of helped take the sun glare off that scoreboard that's 150 or so yards away. Got a glimpse of it there. His pitch is high, and that's a walk on a 3-1 pitch to Stacy Bond. She will stop at first. The walk is the second walk of the game, so a pretty decent job by Piper not to allow a bunch of extra bases, but her defense has let her down a bit behind her. Now Sadie Walker is grounded to second and popped to second. She shows Bunt, likely take the first pitch, and does, as that allows Bond to steal second and move into scoring position. So base hit could score a couple more here. Holton already ahead 6-0 in the bottom of the third. Scored 3 in the first. So far, 3 more in the third. The pitch by Ashlyn Piper hit hard, and this one's past the second baseman. That is a base hit, and 2 runs score as Summers and Bond touch home plate, and the Wildcats now lead 8-0. Sadie Walker with her first hit in 3 at-bats, and team-high RBIs number 47 and 48 on the campaign. 48 runs batted in 21 games. Pretty good when you average more than 2 RBIs per contest, and she's the leadoff hitter. Here's Gracie Gallagher also looking for her first hit of the day. Takes a pitch high, stealing second, and safe. That was a pretty close play, but Walker able to get there in time. So she's in scoring position, and Gallagher, like Walker, looking to reach base. She has fly to center field and popped up to the second baseman. 1-0 the count to Gallagher. Like Walker batting left-handed, throws right, and tries to bunt, but misses, and advancing to third is Sadie Walker. Still 2 outs here in the inning, but this is the fourth batter, to come to the plate with 2 outs. It's also the 9th batter of the inning. Holton has batted around here in the bottom of the third, extended their lead to 8 runs. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's popped foul behind the dish. 1-2 now to Gracie Gallagher. Pretty cool, you know. I mean, we talked about all the numbers and now over 100 strikeouts this season, but and it's not just Gallagher, but Holton has a group of players on this softball team that's 19-1 that is coaching a rec ball team this summer for the Holton Ball Association, a 12-year-old rec ball team. Here's a ball hit into center field. That's going to fall for a hit. And Gallagher, like Walker, delivers her first hit of the day, trying to stretch it to second. And head first, able to extend the hands and dive in there safely. So an RBI hit for Gracie Gallagher, and Holton leads 9-0 as Walker able to trot home from third. Gallagher just reaching it out there with 2 strikes and poking it into short center field. And the aggressive base running continues for the Lady Cats as they are forcing Atchison to try to make some plays and think quickly. 9-0 Holton. Here is Brooke Flewelling. Started this inning with an infield single. She bunts this one back to the pitcher. Piper Field throws to first, covering his Heisty in the second baseman, and that out will end the inning. So 1-4 on the putout to retire the side, but Holton able to score 6 runs, and they do it on 5 base hits. There was another error and 1 runner left on base. But as we head to the fourth, Holton in control. The Lady Wildcats 9, the Lady Red of Atchison 0 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
My name is Jackie Halls, and I'm the program director at Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions. Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime? Everyone experiences challenges in their life that can impact their mental health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want you to know that you are not alone. If you have recently lost a loved one, feel lonely or isolated, received a recent health diagnosis, or have experienced difficult life transitions, we can help. Please call Holton Community Hospital Senior Life Solutions.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Justin Flupak with you, studio engineer Kurt Kilman, and we're in the top of the fourth inning now. Holton leading Atchison 9-0. It's Class 4A regional softball. The Bettis Sports Complex in Topeka. Gracie Gallagher back out there and jumping ahead of the number two hitter, Madeline Bruce, with the count 0-2. Gallagher has struck out five in a row. She has retired seven straight. Has six strikeouts now in the game. Has allowed one base runner and a swing and a miss. Another strikeout, the seventh for Gigi. Number 102 on the season, and out number one here in the top of the fourth inning. Now Jalea Norfleet, catcher, who has the only hit of the day off Gallagher, the only Atchison batter to reach base. She looped one for a single back in the first inning with two outs. Swings and misses here for strike one. Pitch by Gallagher is a little bit off the outside part of the plate. Gentle 5-mile-an-hour breeze or so. The cloud continues to go in and out behind some of the clouds here in the capital city. Gallagher fastball right down the middle, swing on and whiffed. 1-2 to Norflex. Not only the only batter to reach, but the only batter that's put a ball outside the infield for Atchison. Ouch, that pitch hit her. Ouch, on the left wrist. Not what Gallagher meant to do, obviously, on a 1-2 pitch as Norflex is aboard for the second time. Hit by pitch. Grimacing a little bit, but checked out by the assistant first base coach. Atchison only has one sub listed on their roster. 10 girls total here today. Norflex, the catcher, is staying the game and run. Looks like she's okay. So something we haven't talked about that's kind of interesting to me is they have a pitching rubber that has about a 4-foot mat in front of it that is placed on top of the turf infield here at this field number one. There's a pitch in there for a strike to Jasmine Ross, the first baseman. She fouled the first, her initial at bat, and may foul this one to first as well. Olivia Summers over in front of the Atchison dugout makes the catch. So Ross fouls out the first for a second time today. A little more difficult of a catch, but Olivia Summers able to get the job done, and now two outs. The runner at first for Cameron Heiste. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested because the mat sets, you know, about an inch above the turf. This mat is about 4 feet long and only about a couple feet, 2.5 feet or so wide. But I'm interested to kind of watch, like, where the pitchers land and how they work with this mat. When Gallagher extends her front foot, she's still on the mat. So it looks like all of her work's on the mat. But a taller pitcher, I can see how that could cause some problems, even sometimes just kind of your footing there, having that one-inch mat that you're working around that's right out there around the pitching rubber. I don't know if it's kind of tore up turf maybe underneath where that mat is, and that's why they have that there, or what the – yeah, just so it doesn't get worn out from all the constant stepping there. Here's a ground ball towards first, over to get it. The second baseman, Bond, underhands to Summers. And on a 1-2 pitch, Cameron Heistein grounds out 4-3. Really nice play there by Stacy Bond. Had to cover a lot of ground and able to underhand it for the third out of the inning. So a hit by a pitch with one out, but no hits, no runs for Atchison. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, Holton still leading 9-0 here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke back with you here at the Betta Sports Complex in Topeka, 9-0. Holton leading Atchison as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Holton sent 10 to the plate in the third. They scored 6 runs on 5 hits. So right now Holton has 9 runs on 7 hits in this game, and Atchison has 0 runs on 1 hit. Atchison has committed all 4 errors in this contest as well. And a substitution at catcher. So Jalea Norflex apparently unable to go after being hit by that pitch and taking one on her wrist. So the one sub that was listed on the Atchison roster is now coming in to bat the number 3 spot. Forbes is all we have. She wasn't on the program, but it just is a Forbes, so we'll go with that. Now the catcher and batting third for Atchison as they still work on getting her geared up. Holton will have Brooke Flewelling, Olivia Summers, and Grace Utz. Also today at 4 o'clock, just underway, I believe, on our sister station Care 93.7. We're broadcasting 2-1A Regional Baseball and Atchison as Valley Falls and Mar Hill Mount Academy, both winners yesterday, are vying today in their regional baseball championship game. I did a couple 3A regional baseball games yesterday at Rock Creek, and we'll be back there tomorrow. Nemaw Central is the top seed in that 3A regional at Rock Creek, although survived a scare yesterday against the 8th seed St. Mary's before finding a way to get a walk-off victory by a 9-8 final. So Forbes, the new player, in now at catcher for Atchison. We'll take maybe just a warm-up or two here from Piper and a throw down to second, and we'll get back to business. Holton scored 3 in the first and then 6 in the third. Oh. Okay. Here's a high fly ball, but hooked foul off the bat of Brooke Flewelling. She has scored 2 runs, reaching on a walk and an infield hit. So it's not Forbes that is the catcher. It is Forbes into the game, but Presley Simpson is the catcher. She is the freshman that started the game at shortstop. So with Norfleet out with the hand injury, Simpson is now the catcher. And Forbes is in right field. Atchison's got several defensive changes here. We'll try to catch them all. There's a base hit into left field. Just a couple steps away from the third baseman. Now heading to second is Olivia Summers. What did I miss something? What did Flewelling do to lead off this inning? I had Flewelling do a... Okay, wait. So there's one out. Oh, that was. Oh, that's. Oh, you're right. 1-4. Yeah, I wrote it down wrong. So yeah, that was 1-4 Flewelling at the end of the last inning for the third out. So Summers leaping off here. Now takes off from second, going to third. Yeah, when I went to a new column, that was the 10th batter to come to the plate in the third inning, and I put it under Gallagher's name. But Gallagher had the RBI double. It was Brooke Flewelling that bunted out 1-4. So now here in the bottom of the fourth,
Summers has reached, and she's worked her way over to third. This pitch is high, and Summers is going to try to come home and score, and does so safely standing up. So Holton leading 10-0. They would have to score five more runs to end this game here in the fourth. Wild pitch to score the run. Grace Utz ahead in the count, 2-0. She struck out and has a bunt single. One of just two Holton strikeouts today and pops this one foul. Holton as a team has only struck out 59 times this season in 20 games. Ashlyn Piper's gone the distance pitching for Atchison. This one bounces in front of the plate, and it's 3-1 now to Utz. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Holton now leading 10-0. Independence awaiting the winner. Holton baseball now down 10-2. It was 5-2, and Hayden just scored five runs to make it a 10-2 lead. So Utz hit by a pitch will take first, and Lorna Smith will, for the second time, come in to run for the catcher. So courtesy runner Smith is aboard with nobody out, and here's Justina Ray, an infield hit, and reached on an E3. So, yeah, Hayden baseball leading Holton 10-2 up on the baseball diamond up top. Showing Bud pulling back to pitch low, and easily Orna Smith able to advance to second. Holton has just seven hits, but 10 runs, and they've been helped by some defensive miscues by Atchison. Holton trying to get to a state softball tournament for the third straight season. Of course, no season last year. Ray showed bump, pull back, grounded to third, and the throw way high. That's going to be E5. Around third, Lorna Smith comes home to score. Justina Ray goes into second on another Atchison error, and the Holton Wildcats lead 11-0. E5 on the throw. It's fielded pretty nicely there on a hop by Maddie Bruce, but Holton, even without a hit, has played it a couple more runs here in the bottom of the fourth, and there's still nobody out. They need four more runs at this point to end the game. Timber Wilson to the plate. The ball rolls across the dish. 1-0 the count. Wilson looking for her first hit of the day. Holton obviously with a lot more runs than hits. Most everybody's been on base at least once now, but several girls still looking for their first official hit of this game. Big swing and a miss by Wilson. Advancing to third is Justina Ray as the ball briefly got away from the catcher, Simpson. Wilson's taken some big cuts, but struck out on three pitches her last time up. It's 1-1 the count here. Right-handed hitter, Timber Wilson ready. Ashlyn Piper's pitch way high. Now two balls and a strike. One loss for the Holton softball team against Perry LeCompton came by one run, 7-6, a game in which they fell down early and battled back, but then couldn't hang on. This pitch a little low. It's 3-1 now to Wilson, and they turned around and beat Perry LeCompton in the second game of that doubleheader, like 17-1. So I guess the point was taken, the opportunity to maybe refocus a bit was certainly there for the Wildcats. This pitch down and in, and actually hit the batter, so unable to come home from third will be Ray. She'll have to go back there. They call it a hit by pitch instead of a walk. So a couple hit batters this inning. And now it'll be number 8 hitter Emma Summers, who has an RBI single and a run scored and has also popped a second. Imagine Wilson will take off here on the first pitch towards second. Atchison's not been paying much attention to the runners. Bunt shown. The pitch missed. Now Ray coming home from third as the ball ricochets over to the Atchison first base dugout. And all the way from first to third goes Timber Wilson. Holton needs just three more runs now to end the game. Pitch with the ball. It's 1-0 to Emma Summers. Now Wilson's at third after Ray just scored. She had reached on an error. A couple girls reaching on a hit by pitch. No hits here in the inning for Holton, but they've scored three more times. And there's a one hopper to the shortstop. And the play to first is in time. It will be an RBI, second of the game for Emma Summers on the 6-3 ground out. If she hit it hard, it was just right at the shortstop, which is now Cameron Heistein, making a nice play there. So now Stacy Bond with one out and the bases empty. And Bond takes low ball one. Holton has scored four runs without a hit now in this fourth inning, and they lead it 13-0. Which bounces well in front of home plate. 2-0 to Stacy Bond with leadoff hitter Sadie Walker on deck. Sixth batter of the inning is Stacy Bond. Her older sister played some college softball as well, a couple years Highland Community College. Was a good pitcher for the Lady Wildcats. This ball chopped foul over on the third base side. It's 2-1. Talking about other regionals and Nemaw Central Baseball tomorrow, you can follow along with all the regionals, updated brackets, scores, and our broadcast plans online at msesports.net. 2-1 pitch, and a bunt by Bond, fielded by the third baseman. Bruce throws, and not in time. Bond able to beat it out with the bunt single. It's the second time she has reached safely on a bunt hit here in this game. Now back to the top of the lineup with Holton needing just two more runs. They have the winning run here at the plate in Sadie Walker. Walker, a two-run single her last time up, so she's 1-for-3 on the day. Came in hitting .675. Runner from first going. Ball hit well center field, and it's misplayed and dropped by Jacobson over to third is Bond. She'll stop there, and it's a double for Sadie Walker. I don't think the ball ever hit the glove of Jacobson, but she never really found it, never really got set. And what looked like might be a routine fly ball, Jacobson really ever had a chance to catch it, and now the winning runs are in scoring position at second and third with two outs for Gracie Gallagher. The Holton pitcher who's thrown four innings, striking out seven and allowing just one hit. Has a shutout intact, and she takes high, ball one. Gracie Gallagher's 1-for-3, an RBI double her last time up. Gallagher driving in her 34th run of the season, tied for second now on the team. This pitch low and outside, ball two. Llewellyn would be next. Holton trying to end it here in the fourth. Again, we'll have about a 15 to 20 minute break. And then the regional championship game to follow. Gallagher cranks one down the right field side, way over the head of the right fielder. That's going to end the game. Gallagher's heading for third, and she rounds it and is going to try to score. The throw home and sliding in safely and inside the park homer as Gallagher rips off her elbow pad and the helmet, and her team pops out of the dugout. A three-run inside the park homer smashed by Gallagher, who throws a complete game one-hit shutout, striking out seven batters, and Holton wins it 16-0 as Gallagher drives in three on that inside-the-park home run to end this game in the fourth inning. You could tell she had a good look at that when it was well over the right fielder's head after she hit it and was thinking home run all the way. The two runs are going to score easily from second and third to end this game. So why not try for the round tripper? And Gallagher indeed touched them all, sliding in safely, and the Wildcats advance. So it'll be Holton against Independence. The 4A regional championship game with the winner advancing to state in Salina next week, I would imagine, will be starting at about 4:50 or so. So we'll probably be back on the air at about 4:45 or 4:50 in that time frame. We'll keep you updated on Holton baseball as well. The Wildcats are trailing 10-2. Holton had a 2-1 lead going into the third inning and gave up four runs. Holton baseball, they were down 5-2 And then Hayden scored five in the fourth to make it 10-2. So Hayden leading 10-2 over Holton on the baseball field. We can see the scoreboard from where we're sitting here. We'll continue to keep you updated on that one. We'll see if the Wildcat baseball bats can rally up the field. Holton will stay in the home third base dugout. Independence will come out and warm up and get ready for the regional championship game. We'll take a timeout, be back, and wrap up this broadcast here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have two locations here in Holton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Thank you. Yeah. With some fans here distracted a bit, we'll wrap up the post game with Holton Victoria 16-0. The final score. This one ends in the fourth inning. No runs on one hit for Atchison. They had only two base runners in this game as Gracie Gallagher tosses a one-hitter and strikes out seven. Gallagher for the season now has 102 strikeouts against only two walks all year and gets the complete game victory today for Holton. It'll be Sadie Walker pitching in the second game. Gallagher's record now goes to 9-1. On the year. Holton ends up with 16 runs on just 10 hits. They were helped by five Atchison errors. Holton also had three players hit by a pitch and two free pass walks that they were allowed by Atchison today. And everybody getting involved for the Wildcats offensively. In fact, all nine batters score at least one run here in this game. As Holton improves to 20 wins against just one loss, Atchison is now two wins and 17 losses, and their season comes to an end. Here's the offensive numbers for Holton. I'm just going to go through the batting order, 1-9, because everybody really played a part and had a great game. Everybody scored at least one run, as we mentioned. Sadie Walker, 2-for-4 with two runs and two batted in. Gracie Gallagher, 2-for-4 with a run and four batted in, including her game-winning inside the park three-run homer. Brooke Fluelling, 1-for-2, scored twice. Olivia Summers, 1-for-3, she scored three times. Grace Utz is 1-for-2, she scored twice. Justina Ray, 1-for-3, she scored twice. Timber Wilson scored a run. Emma Summers was 1-for-3 with a run scored. Also, two RBI for Summers. And batting ninth, Stacey Bond was 2-for-2 with two runs scored and a walk. So that's the Holton offense. Very, very impressive. Again, here today as they improved to 20-1 and are now just one win away from advancing to the state tournament for the third straight season after being a semifinalist but having to play in the consolation game each of their previous two trips to state. A lot of people have talked about Holton obviously being the favorite not only in this regional but in Class 4A. Also, the team that didn't have any losses for a while and only has one loss at this point is Clay Center. They have a really good pitcher in Clara Edwards. They've had a phenomenal season, but they're in the West. So if Holton meets Clay Center, that could potentially be in the state tournament or a championship game in Salina next week. But, hey, it's a game at a time. One step and one pitch forward first. Holton victorious 16-0, eliminating Atchison. And Holton will now play Independence. Again, that is scheduled for a first pitch in about 15 minutes. So we'll send it back to our studios, and our captain, Kurt Kilman, for a few minutes. We'll reset, get the lineups, get ready for the championship game. That's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.